Infowars.com/show.
All right, welcome back, folks. 2016 Never Trumpers to 2026 MAGA. Bunch of ugly freaks. The entire reason Alex Jones was targeted with the lawsuit was because he supported Donald Trump and was crucial to him getting elected in 2026. We got raked over the coals for our support, and this is how he repays us. Just retweeting some proof that it was literally because we got Donald Trump elected that they went after us. Now he basically says we deserve it. We deserved it all along. Interesting. He lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attacks on the family of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Yeah, maybe. So, just putting this out. Let's go to some of these. Let's go to some of these videos that just prove exactly what I'm saying. Just because, again, I'm not. I don't know. I have trouble being bitter about this. I think I have a pretty high tolerance for being betrayed. It's happened to me a lot. I don't know why. People just do this sort of stuff, you know? It's just like you just do everything for them. Like I said, I mean, my life has been made tangibly worse by the bankruptcy lawsuits. It's been a gigantic source of stress and frustration. The crap we've had to go through because of the bankruptcy, or just the anxiety of not knowing, you know, if I'm going to have a job the next day or whatever. And again, people mock that too. Oh, well, you're shutting down again. It's like, yeah, it sucks. Actually, it actually sucks having your entire existence, the whim of some federal bankruptcy court that seems deliberately designed to destroy you. Yeah, it sucks. But it's like, I guess we should have known. I guess we're stupid. Guess we're idiots, you know? For thinking that Donald Trump. And again, it just. Again, it's like I just don't get it because. Just like with all the other stuff that we talk about, like Lindsey Graham or any of these people, it's like I understand that you. You know, whatever. You think it's fine if the Democrats take power again because. You know, you'll just try to weather the storm of MAGA to get back to the neocon construct that used to exist. Like, you're going to be arrested by the left, who is openly talking about the fact that they don't need a crime. Your beliefs are a crime enough. Your support of Trump is evidence of your guilt. So that's why I'm like, I don't even if you don't like us, like, don't you understand that the way you're going is going to lead to your ultimate destruction? What do we not get about this? It's like the same thing with Trump. It's like you're just destroying America completely. That's just what your goal is at this point, I suppose. You're doing everything you possibly can to hand victory over to the Democrats. And then you can just look forward and you just know that they're going to blame us. You just know it. We're not the ones that started the war with Iran. We're not the ones that tried to cover up the Epstein files. We're not the ones that got cold feet on mass deportations. We're not the ones that failed to pass the SAVE Act. We're not the ones who did any of this. This is all you. So, you know, have fun with Loomer and Levin. I'm sure they're great at dinner parties. And the thing is, like with all of this stuff, it's all clear, like projection. I don't, it's the only way I can interpret this. He says, they've all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. Especially, so if you're not with us, you're against us. So if you don't want to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, it's because you're on the side of the hijackers, right? On 9/11. You get, we've been through this before. This isn't convincing anybody. especially by the fact they think it's wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. I'll tell you what. If my goal was to have Iran have a nuclear weapon, I'd say keep it up, buddy. I'd say keep it up. I think everything you've done so far has contributed to Iran potentially having a nuclear weapon. Did you succeed in getting their uranium? No, you didn't. Oh, darn. Did you start a war over it, but you failed? You did. Oh. How'd that bombing at Fordow or Natanz go? Operation Midnight Hammer, your big crowned jewel achievement. How'd that work out for you? Didn't work, huh? Didn't work out. Darn it. What about the JCPOA? That seemed like a pretty good method of restricting Iran's nuclear capabilities. You tore that up, did you? Okay. Like, this is the thing. You don't have to take it from me. You don't have to take it from me. You can think about it yourself for 10 seconds and come up with the right answer. Is the war in Iran moving Iran away from having a nuclear weapon? Is it making them poorer? So far, the upshot, the ultimate outcome of the war in Iran that we can be pretty sure of is that they are never going to get rid of their nuclear program. And now they're going to be able to make something like $500 billion a year, or at least $100 billion every single year, charging fares for ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz. How much you want to bet Trump would kill us if he could? What do you think the likelihood is that if he could, Trump would just drop a bomb on us? The far right wingers that got him elected in the first. The more is like, the more I think about it, the more it's just like, damn, we really did get fooled. We really did get conned. He really is what our enemy said he was. So, just sad. Just sad what has become of him. They don't even go on television. They got thrown off of television. You got us. Yep, we got thrown off of television. That's awesome. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free, cheap publicity. Now they think they can get some clicks because they have third-rate podcasts, but nobody's talking about them, and their views are the opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the election in a landslide. Well, tell you what. Now you don't have us. And I'm telling people literally to vote against you at this point. You think you're going to get a landslide again? And again, the funny part is, the only reason he got a landslide in 2024 is literally because he finally, for the first time ever, actually embraced what InfoWars has always been about by bringing on RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard. That's what brought a bunch of left, you know, people on the left over to Trump. And that's the exact coalition that he has squandered here. So again, I really wish I could convey to people how it feels to be the target of this stuff, because it's just kind of weird. Like, that's all it is. It's just kind of weird. And I think people expect this to be like a punch in the face. It's not. It's really not. Because it's not us. I mean, he's not talking about us. He's using our names, but I don't know who he's talking about. Doing things for clicks. I mean, I'll tell you, ever since I released the Eighth Front War, my follower account has been ticking up pretty steadily. I've been losing like 100 followers a day because of this. Do you think I care? Do you think I care? Here's the difference between me, Alex Jones, and anybody else that is approved of by the establishment, let's just say. I would rather tell the truth to 10 people than lie to 1,000. That's what separates us. We would rather, I mean, if Alex Jones lost everything, including the studio and the crew tomorrow, you don't think he'd be out on the street corner with a bullhorn the next day doing exactly what he's been doing for 30 years? We're the real deal. We actually believe what we say, and we have nobody controlling us. Donald Trump can't say that. Donald Trump has been repeatedly humiliated over the last, well, I mean, this entire administration has been a constant humiliation for Trump. Constant. And it seems like over the last month or so, those humiliations have stacked up. And yet the people around him are blaming us, who have only given him good advice, only told him the correct way to do things. But again, yeah, you know, so like to explain how it feels is kind of like, I don't know how to put it. I don't know how to put it without like sounding conceited, I guess. Or it's just like somebody, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's literally like if I'm like, oh, the sky is the color blue. And so I'm like, look, this idiot thinks the sky is blue. Like, if somebody said that to you, would you be like, what? I'm not an idiot. No, it is blue. No, trust me. No, you'd just be like, okay. I mean, it is blue. Like, it's, you know, it's not like insult. It's not like, I'm being insulted. It's just like, what are we doing here? We're telling you the truth. It's very simple. It's not complicated. We're not trying to, like, convince you of something. So we're, like, emotionally invested and, like, I got to convince him of this thing. It's just like, here's the truth. There it is. And if you want to call us idiots for just saying the truth, I don't think it has the effect you think it has, okay? Like calling somebody stupid. Like, I don't know. See, the problem is I'm not stupid, so it's like maybe a stupid person like actually is like self-conscious about that. Okay. Yeah, totally, yeah, we're all flipping out over here, right? Ah, it's just like, damn, this dude sucks so bad. That really sucks, man. Or another, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like, I don't know, so something horrible happens to you. I don't even need to come up with metaphors. It's literally what happened here. But, you know, just like imagine your friend, you know, learns that your house burned down. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then later you just like hear him on the phone just being like, yeah, did you hear that idiot got his stupid house burned down? He deserves it, to be honest with you. That scumbag. I'm glad his house burned down. I would have burned it down myself if I could have. It's like, whoa, that's crazy. I mean, you don't have to like me. You should still recognize that, like, what's happened to us is bad and we don't deserve it, especially since we've suffered all of it because of you. Because of you, literally. Let's go to the videos, just so people can understand what I'm saying. Just so people can hear what I'm saying. This is the, so I published this first in November of 2024. You know, when one of the first rounds of our imminent shutdown was dominating headlines. And it's been since November 2024 that it's been a constant, like, you know, you might have insurance next month, you might not. Just a really crappy way to have to live your life when you're trying to raise a family. And again, it's just like, we have all personally suffered because of our support for Donald Trump. And this is how he repays us. So let's go to the video from November 2024. Here's me explaining that we were literally targeted for this bankruptcy lawsuit 10 years after Sandy Hook, but 1 week after Donald Trump got elected. Let's watch.
Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, go to the news tab, go to custom date from January 1st, 2013, so that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016, and I searched Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And what you'll find, there's just nothing. There's not a single headline or a single story about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one. But the interesting thing is, change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020, suddenly there's thousands, and it just goes on and on and on. The first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. want to impress upon you what's actually behind this whole thing. They decided that a good attack vector on Donald Trump was to associate Alex Jones with Donald Trump and Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. For years and years, that was never a thing. It's all absurd, but that's just my personal view.
So again, you know, it's like it's this is what I mean, is that it's actually not a reflection on us. That's the thing, like, you need to understand. It's not, we're not sitting here like, oh my God, what did we do wrong? Because we haven't done anything wrong. This is just added on to the betrayal. And it proves us right. And it proves us absolutely right that all the hope that people had in Donald Trump turns out to be utterly misplaced. And again, you know, they say in every cynic is a disappointed optimist, because you could imagine what it would be like if Donald Trump was the real deal, if he wasn't completely beholden to a bunch of Israeli billionaires who apparently have his nuts in a vice, and they walk him around like a dog. And it's just pathetic and sad. I mean, if he was the real deal and it actually been like, hey, you know, I got elected because of the you know, free speech of these sort of alternative guys that don't have official support, and now they're being targeted, he could have shut that down immediately. Of course, we presented them with the civil rights lawsuit. Apparently, it's still going forward, but just nothing for us. Because we gave to Trump without asking for anything. Right? I mean, I guess we should have withheld. I guess we should have crunched up a bunch of Cheetos and put our face in it to try to turn ourselves orange like Glenn Beck did. That probably would have been a good move. Probably should have compared Donald Trump to Hitler like Ben Shapiro did. Which is one of the ironies is if you go back and look at Ben Shapiro writing about Donald Trump in 2015, 2016, he's using exactly the same words that they're using to talk about Tucker Carlson now. Exactly the same words. So that's the answer, I guess. That's the outcome of this. That's a conclusion I can't help but come to. So, again, let's confirm this. Again, let's go to an expert on this, the disinformation expert who testified in the Sandy Hook trial that InfoWars was saddled with and then got a default judgment. Again, it's just all totally, completely illegal. We've detailed it out a million times. Again, it's like, what are we supposed to do? Feel bad about covering Sandy Hook? It doesn't matter. If it wasn't Sandy Hook, it'd be something else they'd pull out of their butts to sue us over. It was about our support for Trump. I guess we can regret that. What is there to say? Let's go to the disinformation expert. This is a woman whose entire job is to study InfoWars. And here's what she has to say about why they were having this bankruptcy trial in the first place. Let's watch.
It is difficult to overstate Alex Jones's role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories. In 2011, a Rolling Stone article stated that Jones draws a bigger audience online than Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck combined. In 2016, the Washington Post reported that Jones claimed 5 million daily listeners. His YouTube channel, the Alex Jones Channel, has 56 videos with more than 1 million views each. I was about to read the citation. That's the end of the quote.
In the study, when it says that it's difficult to overstate Alex Jones' role in spreading anti-government conspiracy theories, is that consistent with your research and work in this case?
Yes, it is.
Can you explain why?
Yes. When scholars are looking at different producers of media online, I mean, there's a range of factors that we look at, but I would say that two of the most important ones are analyzing the content itself. So what is this person saying? What ideas are they promoting? And another equally important aspect is what is the size of their audience, or even beyond their core audience, what's the size of their reach? And in terms of combining the types of disinformation that Alex Jones promotes and the size and scale of his audience. I can't think of another person working in media who is comparable to him. He's unparalleled in terms of that combination. 3 degrees of Alex Jones became a running joke. No matter where you started on YouTube, it was said, you were never more than 3 recommendations away from a video by the right-wing conspiracist who popularized the idea that the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 had never happened, and the bereaved parents were mere actors playing parts in a murky conspiracy against gun owners.
Is this conclusion consistent with your research as it concerns social media and algorithms?
Yes, it is.
Okay, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes, so over the years, YouTube has built up this a series of different algorithms, I think the most famous being the recommendation algorithm, which lists recommended videos on the side of whatever video you are watching. They also have their search algorithm, which decides what to return back when you enter certain search terms. They also have an algorithm if you have autoplay on. It's an algorithm that determines what plays next. And it turns out that Alex Jones and InfoWars content, when he was on YouTube, played very well in the algorithms. This content would get surfaced really easily, again, to people that were not even necessarily InfoWars fans or viewers. And so it was really easy for a really wide range of people to be exposed to this content. And on top of that, I think I can't speak to Mr. Jones' strategy specifically, but in general, it's common practice for people on these websites to develop what's known as SEO, search engine optimization strategies. So people very specifically will kind of work to get their content surfaced highly in those algorithms.
How did she put it exactly? His impact is impossible to overstate. So. Now, the good news is that we are actually bigger than we ever have been before. Our audience is bigger than it ever has been before. And we're not too far away. And I believe Alex will be making the announcement somewhat soon. But we're about to explode. We're about to get a hell of a lot bigger. And we're about to hit the ground running on a new operation that is going to make InfoWars a footnote in what is to come. So I hope you can support us in this mission. I don't think I need to remind you, we don't have anybody. We don't have anybody. We don't have any billionaires. We don't have any millionaires. We don't have any politicians. We don't have any. We got nobody helping us ever for anything. So why have we succeeded? Why are we still around? Why have we not succumbed to the completely rigged lawsuits, fake show trials that we've been subjected to? Why have they not been able to silence Alex Jones, myself, and the rest of the InfoWars families? Because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's nothing they can do to stop you from supporting us, supporting yourself, and sticking a big middle finger to anybody that wants to stop us, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, Donald Trump. Doesn't matter. None of it matters because we have you, and as long as you support us, we will continue to stay on the air and continue to tell you the truth, even when it's about Donald Trump being a slave of Israel. If you feel like being lied to, if you feel like being told comfortable truths, if you feel like following people that would rather lie to 1,000 people than tell the truth to 10, then there are lots of outlets out there. You'll just be confused and wrong and surprised a lot of the time. Or you can watch InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today, understand exactly what's going to happen, hear the people that actually understand what's going on, and get the truth in an unfiltered, unvarnished, and totally unsupported way. And by the way, we are not going to be InfoWars in a very short amount of time. Get your InfoWars branded stuff today, because you're not going to be able to get it for much longer. And once we go down, they're going to become collector's items immediately. So anything branded InfoWars, get it today, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best
green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.